Yeah, how do I sound, Mr. Wayne? The level's correct. I'm just trying to keep it kosher. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yo, check this out. Drive around town, top down, black Benzo. Of course, I'm blasting my HD radio. Monday through Friday, 8 to 11. My dial's locked on that hot talk station. Tim Conway Jr., his show's so great. OG Valley stud reppin' 818. Been hearing forever how his dad's so good, but you won't find a dude who's less Hollywood. At 97.1, I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man. Hey, Jerry, cue up that big red mic. Make it hot. Let the stud start the show.
All right. Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And Gina Grad joins us for this first hour. Nice to see you, baby.
Beanie, we missed you.
Thank you very much. Spent 2 weeks in Oregon, which is beautiful. Loved it up in north of Portland. It's 1,000 miles away from where I live, and it seems like 50,000. And then I'm driving back last night with the family. And when you have a 2.5-year-old and she has to sit in the car 8 hours on Saturday and 8 hours on Sunday,
oh, poor baby.
She has to be the perfect angel not to flip out. And my daughter didn't flip out. Just
really?
Sat there. You know, when we were kids traveling around, you know, you're younger than I am. But when I was a kid, my dad would throw all six of us into a station wagon. We had six kids in our family. And we go to, I don't know, you know, McDonald's or whatever, but no seatbelts, no nothing. You know, kids are running around the station wagon doing whatever they want. But now with all these safety precautions, my child, my poor, darling little Sophia, God bless her, had to be in a 5-point harness in a child seat for 16 hours and never complained.
Really?
Never complained.
Just freaked, screamed, started kicking the back of the chair, throwing stuff.
Never cried, never threw anything, never kicked, and just was an angel. And I can't tell you how lucky I am.
She's so awesome.
To have a daughter like that. So anyway, we're driving back to Los Angeles, and you know you're getting closer to L.A. when you pull over at a gas station and there's gang members and, you know, and people with, large tattoos and... And, you know, I'll kill you written on their forehead. And we're driving down the 405, and it's sort of an odd night. You can still smell the smoke in the air from the fire at Universal.
Right.
And I'm driving south in the 405. I'm about to turn, you know, north on the 101. And I see, like, a commotion behind me, like a car, like, stopping or whatever. And I go and I turn the TV on to KCAL News because I wanted to see all the commotion that was happening over at Universal. And what we saw, like... Back in the rearview mirror, I couldn't tell what happened. Like a 9-car accident, the guy was killed.
Oh my God!
Yeah, and it was just like an odd, strange, you know. Night.
Welcome home.
Yeah, thank you very much. So I get home and I want to watch the, you know, what's happening at Universal, right? Because I love Universal Studios. My dad did McHale's Navy there, and my dad is Tim Conway, by the way, if can't put that together. But he did McHale's Navy there, and a lot of fond memories of going on the tour as a kid. And I hate to see anything happen to such a great landmark here, especially in Los Angeles, because we have so few. We have one in the Valley, Universal Studios.
Yeah.
There's nowhere else to go for tourists but Universal Studios.
Got to go to Anaheim.
Yeah, you got to go to either Anaheim or Buena Park or out to Valencia. So I'm watching this fire, and it's horrible. I mean, you know, it's all those the great, you know, sets from when I was a kid. You know, they're all burned down. It's just, and they're going to rebuild it, but it's just not going to be the same as when I was a kid. So I have fond memories of that, and those are all going up in smoke. And then they interview the tourists who are supposed to go to Universal Studios yesterday.
The theme park.
Yeah. And thousands of people. It's, June 1st, or was it the 2nd? I think it was the 1st. June 1st on a Sunday. And, you know, a lot of people are out here for the summer early, or maybe a late Memorial Day, whatever. They're out of school. And it's a Sunday, and a lot of people like to go to the park. And so Universal thought that they could open up because, you know, the back lot isn't as close as some people think to the amusement park. But the fire department was worried that there was, you know, a lot of canisters blowing up and that people might get hurt.
Yeah. Right? It's a concern. It's fair,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it absolutely is. The place is on fire. And so I'm watching the news, and I figure, well, you're from out of town. The people who are going there mostly are from out of town. They're tourists. And so they're going to be, you know, very cautious about being upset that Universal City or Universal Studios is closed. And because they come from the Midwest, you're probably going to hear a lot of, all I hope is that nobody gets hurt,
yeah.
No firefighters are hurt, nobody gets killed. And I hope that a lot of the negatives that Universal has of the great movies they produced in the past, I hope that all survives.
Yeah, good people in the Midwest.
Yeah, yeah. You'd hope, you know, you hope to hear a lot of sympathetic stuff come out of these tours. Not at all. They're as big of a-holes as live here in Los Angeles. Listen to some of these, you know, these folks who were interviewed on local news about the disaster. And again, they're waiting to get into Universal Studios. And Universal, the theme park, you know, they tell them, yeah, we might open, you know, at 9 o'clock. Well, now it's 10 o'clock. Maybe it's 12:30. At 2 o'clock, they said, we're not going to open. It's too dangerous for you guys to go in there. We want anyone hurt. That makes sense. The place is on fire.
It's literally on fire.
It's the biggest fire, perhaps, in the history of the San Fernando Valley. All right? And
it's not just fire. There's explosives in there.
Right. There's explosives. There's smoke. God only knows what's in the smoke. It's a huge news story today. And they just want to, the Universal Studios, their first concern is the protection of the people who go to the park. Okay. All right. That being said, you would think that people would say, oh, you know, I hope nobody got hurt. I hope a fireman didn't get hurt. Hope a fireman doesn't lose his life over this.
You know, it's just fun to be in L.A.
Yeah.
It's okay.
There are 250, I believe, firefighters fighting this fire on the back lawn. Here's what some of the idiots had to say. Who were waiting in line to go to Universal yesterday.
And then when I saw the smoke, I thought, oh, no. No, 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 no.
Stunned, bored, and sleepy, Universal Studios park guests waited more than 5 hours.
They keep on extending the time, 11:30, 12:30, 1:30.
Only to be told just after 2 o'clock that the park would not be opening.
I think it's sad.
This disappointed group drove in from Vegas.
How you feeling?
Horrible. I gotta go home now. I've been here all day since 8 in the morning.
We do apologize for the inconvenience.
Quite an understatement for this group visiting all the way from France.
Okay, now I understand if you're visiting from France, you might be a little upset that you didn't go to Universal, right? But this idiot from Vegas, what is that, 3-hour drive? A 4-hour drive? He's never going to make it out here
again? 2 hours from Barstow?
And these French people that said, you know, well, we're all the way out here from France. Well, then don't plan your last hour of your of the 2-week trip at Universal. Go in the middle of the trip in case something happens.
Yeah, and you know what? Do people really come all the way from France just to go to Universal? I almost feel more sorry for the Vegas guy. Really? That's what you came here for?
Right. All right. Here's the other people from France.
We take the plane this evening, so we have lost our day.
Uh-oh. We've lost our day. It's Julia Childs wasn't able to go to Universal. I was able to see the apes and all the rides that they had there.
We take the plane this evening, so we have lost our day.
Okay. Now, I understand that lady's upset, and maybe she spent a couple bucks, but Universal reimbursed everybody. Plus, they gave everybody free tickets and water, and I believe they had a mariachi band out there. Somebody, something
better
for everybody.
Better than being inside.
Yeah, exactly. But how about sitting next to this woman for 2 weeks on your trip from Europe? I mean, you know, you're on one of these senior trips, and you get hooked up next to this broad for 2 weeks. She's your roommate. She's your, you know, she's
your buddy, your bus
she's
buddy.
Your yeah, she's going to be your go-to person. You're going to be, you know, I have one of those things where everybody counts heads. Also, remember your bus buddy.
Your buddy, yeah.
Your bus buddy, your plane buddy. She's going to be traveling with you for 2 weeks. And this is who you have to sit next to for 2 weeks.
We take the plane this evening, so we have lost our day. It's really a pity.
Universal Studios officials say they made the decision to close the entire park because fire department officials ruled it unsafe, with smoke and fire still billowing out of the back lot.
What are you going to do? I'd rather do this than burn in there, so.
Now, there's somebody
there's
somebody from either Cleveland or, you know, St. Louis or Kansas City. Yeah.
But with a good head on their shoulders.
Yeah, right.
I'm happier waiting it out.
And while they waited, guests were given water and eventually a free ticket to return at a later date.
The people back there that work here are jumping up and down because they get to go home. And they did it all in front of us.
Yeah, like they planned that.
Oh, what a
this
jerk.
This complete bitch says,
I
you know,
people
are driving me absolutely crazy nowadays. This complete a-hole says, you know, the people at Universal, they're thrilled because they get to go home early.
And they're rubbing it in your face.
And they did it right in front of us. right in front of us. They took their name tags off and threw them in a pile in front of us.
Was this before or after they spilled pig's blood on you that you're that defensive?
The people back there that work here are jumping up and down because they get to go home. And they did it all in front of us.
These first-time visitors were not happy about returning home, but this man, who comes to the park every Saturday, was more concerned about all the damage to the back lot.
There's a lot of good films that were shot on that lower lot. You know, I mean, my goodness, Transformers, Spider-Man 3, it's a sad day.
Quite a history of film this guy reveals as well. Yeah, a lot of Ben-Hur, maybe? No, Transformers and not even the original Spider-Man, Spider-Man 3.
You know, I mean, my goodness, Transformers, Spider-Man 3, it's a sad day in California right now. It's a very sad day.
And that guy should have an eye kept on him, too. anytime you go anywhere every Saturday, especially amusement park, somebody ought to keep an eye on that.
He has an ankle bracelet.
All right, here's some more of the complete a-holes who were up at Universal Studios. Universal was on fire. The people there were trying their damnedest. They gave them water. They have mariachi music!
For God's sake!
If I knew that, I would have gone up there. And they were giving them water. They gave them a free ticket to come back. They reimbursed everybody. They tried to open the park. They just couldn't because there was debris found a half mile away from Universal Studios. Here's some more of these idiots.
Anyways, we had to climb up that huge hill, and someone told us the parks were closed. Everything was closed in Universal. Everything. Even the rides.
We've been here since 8 o'clock, so I don't know what the hell the problem is. This is crap.
Okay. Now, I give the little girl a break.
Oh, you know,
Uh-oh. Was that Sophia?
Yeah, this is Sophia.
I like Tom Likas.
Yeah, you like Tom Likas, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Sophia, do you like Tommy?
I like Tom Likas.
Yeah, you bet you do, baby. But I give the girl a break. She's like 2.5 years old, and she was, you know, hot. But
if I may jump in for 1 second, Tim, don't you think she probably sounds like her mom? We had to climb up this huge hill. I've been standing here. Even the rides are closed. She got that from mom.
Probably. Or no mom around.
Yeah.
But then this idiot comes on afterwards.
We've been here since 8 o'clock, so I don't know what the hell the problem is. This is crap.
This is crap. Been here since 8 o'clock. I don't know what the problem is. Well, do you have eyes? You can. Do you have a nose?
Do you have eyebrows? Are they singed off
you
yet?
You can probably smell and see the problem. You can see it and smell it. You can see it from space, young man.
Feel it in your eyes and throat?
Yeah, you certainly should be able to feel it standing up next to the Universal Hilton.
We've been here since 8 o'clock, so I don't know what the hell the problem is. This is crap.
Oh, these people are so effing irritating. They really
Not
are.
Good.
All right, more of these a-holes.
And it's a real cross-section.
I know, but there's no sympathy out there. There's not a sympathetic soul out there for, I hope an animal on the back lot doesn't burn. I hope a firefighter doesn't get killed. I hope a firefighter doesn't get hurt. An ambulance worker, a guy working in on the studios. I hope nobody gets hurt, nobody gets killed. Who cares if you can't go on, Back to the Future on Sunday?
And, you know, the kid that's jumping up and down in front of you all excited who works for $6 an hour, is he supposed to burn in there? Would that make you happier?
Yeah, he's happy because he's going home. And maybe you can call mom on the way home and say, yeah, Ma, I know you saw the fire. I'm okay.
Yeah.
And they can have a moment of thank God that my kid's okay. But no, it's all about them. It's all about everybody. Everybody, it's always about themselves, you know? All right, here's more of these a-hole tourists.
Well, when we were coming off the freeway, we saw the big cloud of smoke, and it looked very close to Universal Studios, and we were...
And so what did you do? Did you turn around and go home? No, we kept driving towards the smoke. Kept driving towards it, hoped to get it in our lungs and die early.
Right. So then they told us when we came up that it would be...
So this woman saw the smoke.
Yeah.
She saw it was the biggest plume of smoke the valley has ever seen. And she knows it's coming from Universal. And her instincts are to continue driving towards Universal.
She's a real thrill seeker.
God almighty, man.
Maybe around noon?
For hours, these anxious visitors waited for word on whether the theme park would open today. A mariachi band and bottled water was brought in to keep the crowds at bay.
What more do you need? They not only had bottled water, they had the mariachis out there.
A mariachi band and bottled water was brought in to keep...
That's a slam dunk this anywhere. You know, that's it.
That's worth the price of admission.
So, yeah, that's why you enjoy Los Angeles.
Hey,
if they told me I could drive down to Irvine tomorrow and they said water, mariachi music, I'd get my car. I love both.
And a bottle of water at Universal probably costs the same price as a ticket. Right. So they're giving up a lot here.
Everybody's enjoying themselves. And you can tell everybody you got shut out. You know, yeah. You're going to be you were there for the fire. That's what you get.
Keep the crowds at bay. But at 2:30 came the dreaded announcement.
This is Universal Studios Hollywood, our theme park, our studio tour will not be open today.
Really mad because the kids really wanted to come since last week and we weren't able to come and...
The kids really wanted to come since 1978?
Yeah.
Since two Christmases ago. Yeah. Since 1981? Since Carter was president? the kids really wanted to come since 9/11?
Yeah.
Kids really wanted to come since the space shuttle blew up?
The kids really wanted to come since last weekend.
Oh, I see why you're pissed. They wanted to come all the way up to Universal, from probably 5 miles from Universal, since... last weekend.
Rewarding some instant gratification.
Why
there.
Would they not put that fire off until Monday?
Yeah.
And celebrate the fact that your kids wanted to come up here for the last 7 days. They wanted to come up here.
We weren't able to come, and finally we come today, and they have us here for...
They weren't able to come last weekend because the kids wanted to go, but finally,
yeah,
everything broke loose where they could come this weekend.
The stars were aligned.
There's no way in hell they could have got up here last weekend. But finally, we won the lottery.
Yeah.
My grandparents flew in from New York to babysit.
We refied the house.
We found a free voucher for a rent-a-car. Everything came together. We finally got here. And then look at this. Fire.
A lot of hours. Where they tell us, you know what, go home. We're not going to open. This is not right.
Members of the Navajo Indian tribe had traveled.
All right, now the members of a tribe come up here.
This is not right.
Members of this Navajo Indian tribe had traveled all the way from New Mexico to experience the theme park, but now they have to go home empty-handed.
Oh, we're pretty sad. We're...
Okay, now here's what irritates me about these people. If you drove all the way here from New Mexico to see Universal Studios, don't plan on being in Los Angeles for 9 hours. Plan on being here for a couple of days and then take it in.
Yeah.
But they drove all the way from New Mexico, 1,600 miles, and I'd like to get a little calculator out on that as well.
Fuzzy math.
But 1,600 miles they drove.
Nice job, retard.
Thank you very much, Ed. And they drove out for, 1,600 miles, and they get here. What were they going to be here, for 5 hours?
Yeah.
And then they're going to travel another 1,600 miles and go back?
On the first Sunday in June on a Sunday. I mean, it seems reasonable, right?
Oh,
beautiful weather, the middle of Los Angeles.
Not right.
Members of this Navajo Indian tribe had traveled all the way from New Mexico to experience the theme park, but now they have to go home empty-handed.
Oh, we're pretty sad. We're tired. We've been sitting waiting for 7 hours, and we're just waiting to get back and look for something to do now.
Well, it's L.A. Point, you can find something.
And at what point do you cut your losses? Right. I would never
admit
on camera.
Why would you even stand in line?
Thank you. I would never admit on the local news that I've been standing there like an a-hole for 7 hours. You know, it's like when you're waiting at a nice club, it's like, seriously, 5 minutes. I'm not going to wait in line. Right. And these people, for 7 hours?
I wouldn't wait to see my daughter born if I had to wait 7 hours. I would not. I swear to God, when my wife was in labor, I actually went home to take a shower because the doctor said it's going to be another 5 hours, and I wasn't going to wait for 5 hours in a hospital room with her. I didn't wait 7 hours to see my daughter born. These folks are waiting 7 hours to get on Back to the Future.
Yeah.
There's something going on up at Universal with these lunatics. All right, here's more of the angry tourists. The a-holes that have arrived at Universal on Sunday.
By the busload.
And they couldn't get in because a little thing that I like to call Universal was practically wiped out. All right, here we go.
It is disappointing, but because it's, we were here 4 years ago, but not at Universal Studios. So, it's disappointing for students and staff, and we'll make the best of it.
Okay, now that guy is a sensible dude, right? We'll make the best of it. Hey, hope nobody gets killed.
We don't have a car. So we're really mad.
Okay, then this lady comes on. She's got no car, and I don't think she's pissed at Universal. I think she's pissed she's got no wheels.
Staff, and we'll make the best of it.
We don't have a car, so we're really mad. We got to get back on the bus or train for 2 more hours. So
I don't know.
Well, what is it, a bus or a train? I mean, where are you going? You got to get back on the bus or the train. But she has no car in Los Angeles. That has got to be irritating in and of itself.
Yeah, she's always in that mood.
Yeah, because everybody who has a car uses it in L.A. every day.
Yeah.
In Southern California, you use your car every day. In New York, maybe use it once a week, maybe once every
weekends.
Other week. Yeah, maybe once a month.
Yeah.
But use it every single time you leave the house, you get in your car. And if you don't have one, that's what you're irritated about. You're not irritated over the fact that Universal is on fire and your two-year-old can't go. And by the way, your two-year-old is not going to remember anything about being two. For the entire year, from 2 to 3, he or she won't remember one thing. So don't be that irritated that the two-year-old is not going to work.
Do you think she just tells everybody that she's mad because she doesn't have a car? And then they're like, yeah, we're really sorry that you're not going to go on Universal Day. She's like, wait, what happened to Universal? I'm just pissed that I don't have a car.
Right. Yeah.
Anyone with a microphone who will listen.
Yeah. I'm really, really pissed when I have a car. No, wait a minute.
Oh, my God, where's the smoke coming from?
Oh, my God. In Northridge? And my house is wiped out? Oh, my Christ almighty. All right, here's more crazy tourists.
And having a young child here, Dad, you're probably really annoyed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I called just to make sure because, you know, the internet's not always accurate. So I figure I get a live person on and they tell me, no, it's open. You know, City Walk, everything's going to be open. Just come on by. And it seems like they're scamming people for the money and then turning them away, which is really horrible.
I don't think there's any effort to accommodate us.
Who's scamming you?
Yeah. You got
they
mariachi?
Gave you water, a full mariachi band, and a ticket for the next 45 days. Where is the scam?
Yeah.
Where is the scam? If you say somebody's scamming me, part of that is the scam. Where's the scam?
That you've lost something.
Yeah, who's with the scam?
Seems like they're scamming people for the money and then turning them away, which is really horrible.
I don't think there's any effort to accommodate us, and I think that, you know, it would be one thing if I didn't call, but I mean, I called. They said come.
Well, you used your phone then, and then you got effed.
It's going to be open today.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, sorry, young man. Sometimes things don't work out.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes in life. No children died. This isn't a plane crash. It's an earthquake. It's not terrorists. Universal didn't open on Sunday. Can we all get past that?
And what does that say about their parenting skills when some anonymous talking head at Universal decides that it's not safe for your children? So he's not going to open the doors, but you're still trying to shove your child into a burning amusement park.
Well, also, I mean, that's a good point. If what does it say about a parent who you can see the smoke from Santa Barbara, they said. All right.
Like 3.5 hours away.
Yeah. So you leave Santa Barbara, you go, wow, there's smoke. I heard that's at Universal. Let's hit it.
Yeah.
Let's get there before that fire goes out. And once they get to Universal, they have a 2-year-old. And instead of saying, wow, that smoke might be toxic. Who knows? I'm going to turn back and go home. We'll do it some other day. They drive their kid up to the top of Universal and subject him to 5 hours of heat, knowing that they may not open. They may not open ever again at that point. On Sunday. They thought the whole place is going to be wiped out. And yet they opened today and everything's fine. But Christ almighty.
Yeah.
Did these tourists make you absolutely crazy on the news last night? I thought I was going to throw something through the TV for the first time. And my wife got irritated. And she never gets irritated at stuff like this.
She has a long wick for patience.
She went ape-s when she saw this.
Really?
Yeah, because she likes Universal. And, you know, we had some good times up there. And, you know, when we saw that fire, we thought that everything was going to be wiped out, you know. And there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people who have went on the tour, you know, years ago when they were in like third or fourth grade like I did. And you remember a lot of it. And that's one of the things that the Valley has left, you know, that you can say, well, I remember that in third grade. You know, I saw that in second grade or fifth grade. And now a lot of it's gone. And yet the only thing the tourists were complaining about are the fact that they were out here, you know,
so
from Vegas.
Are you trying to say that while the newscast was on, you didn't hear a door slam, your child missing and screeching tires, with Jen just driving like a bat out of hell towards Universal?
Try to get to Universal.
Just all to right. See if they can squeeze in.
F these tourists, 520-9710.
Person on.
And 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grad sitting in with us. And we got lots of stuff tonight, including the highlights from last night's MTV Awards. And we'll play some of that audio. It's terrific. Plus, Bald Brian's coming at 9 o'clock to talk about Gina's crazy weekend with Sex in the City. Somebody dressed up to go to see Sex in the City.
Who would do such a thing?
And then at 10 o'clock, a little thing I like to call Stump the Monkey with Malibu Dan. A full evening here. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.